Brother Danny Plummer will now discuss the theme, What Must Be Kept in Second Place, Material Pursuits.
Have you ever built something with your own hands? Whether it was a delicate piece of furniture or a nail-to-nail hand-built home. When you completed it, did you stand back and admire the beauty of your hard work? Did you not feel completely satisfied with what you had accomplished? Let's consider question number one. Why does material things get us so excited and rightly have a place in our life? Well, what does Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 say? It says, after that, God saw everything he had made, and look, it was very good. He was satisfied. He was delighted. He loved what he had created. He created our beautiful earth, a material earth. And out of that material, he created and formed Adam from the ground. All of us have material needs. We need clothing. We need a roof over our heads. And yes, we need food to nourish our bodies. With material things in their respective places, it can bring joy to our lives. And Jehovah wants us to have material things. But he also wants us to keep them in their proper place. So that ties in nicely with question two. So how can we keep material pursuits in their proper place? Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that the runners in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. You see, all of us here, we are all runners. And we are running in the biggest race, the race for everlasting life. But having an abundance of material things, well, you know, it's going to slow us down. And that could be the factor in us winning that race. But let's look at a runner who is actually running a marathon. If you look at that, he's in need of material things. He needs a good pair of running shoes. He needs a shirt, running shorts, socks, and maybe he's carrying some water. And we know water helps him to stay hydrated. And this race that he is in, it takes planning. He just doesn't go out and run it the day of. It takes months and months of planning. Diet, exercise, lots of training. But most important, he has to be very careful to carry as little weight as possible. And anything beyond what is needed, he knows is going to slow him down. And that would make it very hard for him to finish the race. So then, what about our race for life? Well, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews 12, verse 1. So then, because we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also throw off every weight and the sin that easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So runners in this race must likewise throw off every weight. Paul did not mean to remove every responsibility from our lives. Some responsibilities are necessary. But remember what Jesus said about the necessary things of life? He said, never be anxious and say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? Or what are we to put on? Jehovah knows what we need. After all, he created us. As one friend said, we should pray for our daily bread, not for the whole bakery. And guess who's going to notice that? Satan. You can count on him standing in line to entice or distract or weaken us from that race. So if we let material things take first place in our life, we risk burdening ourselves with more problems. And then we may make poor decisions that will weigh us down physically and spiritually. So don't you agree, keeping the kingdom in first place will help us to keep material things in second place? Well, let's look in on a husband and his wife, and let's see how they can come to that conclusion.
Carm?
Yeah, hon?
I've been thinking.
About what?
About how much I miss pioneering.
I understand. Too bad we have to work. But on the other hand, maybe we both don't have to work so much.
What do you mean?
I'd love to pioneer again like we did. Remember when, before the kids came along?
What about expenses?
Maybe we could budget better.
Really, Carm? You know we're just barely paying off our credit card bills each month.
I know, but after reviewing this Awake article from last June, I'm wondering if we've been buying too much. Okay, we're not bursting out of our garage like the picture of that Awake cover, but we could live on a lot less.
And both of us could work a lot less. Well, it's true. Jehovah doesn't want us to be thinking about money all the time. But what about the kids?
They're part of my concern. While you and I are at work, they wind up doing things with friends from school. And they're picking up those kids' expressions and their attitudes.
I know.
Maybe if we were to work less, it would be a good example for them. Plus, we could spend more time with them, talking, playing, working around the house and out in service, and more time arranging for them to have good association.
You're right. So, when should we sit down and figure out how to cut expenses?
How about right now? For one thing, we could stop looking for so many new things if what we have is still good.
Sounds like a good start. Who knows? Maybe pretty soon one of us will be back in the pioneer work.
You never know. Maybe one day both of us could get back to pioneering.
I'd like that.
Material things are simply a means to an end. They enable us to seek first the kingdom. We know that the scene of this world is changing, and we should not be focused on earning as much money as possible. If we allow financial concerns or material desires to take first place, it will choke us spiritually. Let's go to what the Apostle Paul says at Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. He says, I know how to be low on provisions and how to have an abundance. In everything and in all circumstances, I have learned the secret of both how to be full and how to hunger. Both how to have an abundance and how to do without. You see, whether we have little or much materially, we must keep worries and worldly pleasures in second place. You see, the Apostle Paul knew that, because what did he say? I have learned the secret. He found the answer. It was revealed to him. Contentment. Simple, content lifestyle. You see, a content lifestyle is based on spirituality. And that's the secret. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. That's been read for us a few times today. Very important scripture today for us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Keep on then seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. So along with those comments today, we also need to put full trust in Jehovah God and that self-contented way of life. But in a misguided attempt to provide materially for their family, some fail to apply those words. Never may we do so. When Jesus gave that advice, he didn't add, unless you have a family. His promise means that we will never have to neglect spiritual priorities to provide for our family's actual needs. The new world will be marvelous. and will be more than just a physical paradise. And do we not see evidence of that today? Some beautiful places in the world. A friend may send you a postcard and he's standing on white sand. There's palm trees, crystal clear water, warm sun. But unfortunately, the people there are suffering. There's still homelessness. There's still hungry children. There's still crime and violence. And most important, their spirituality. However, under God's kingdom, earth will be a physical and spiritual paradise. And yes, there will be white sand. And yes, there will be clear, refreshing water. And yes, there will be palm trees and warm sun. But however, there'll be no more war. There'll be no more hatred. There'll be no more hungry children. No more crime or violence. But the very earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of God. Not 20%, not 70%, not the southern half of the earth, but the whole earth. Not a cubit inch will be left out. And we, as God's people, we're going to enjoy every cubit inch and will enjoy eternity with our God, Jehovah. In this symposium, we have discussed the proper place for recreation. We know what place that should have in our lives. We've discussed eating and drinking, concerns for our health, even courtships and weddings. What about family ties? And of course, material pursuits. Each of these things rightly has a place, but none should ever become the primary thing. As a gauge for us to determine if anything is vying for first place in our life, we need to ask ourselves, do I think about this when I should be thinking about spiritual matters? Whatever else we may pursue in life, let us always keep seeking God's kingdom first.
Thank you, brothers, and all of your participants.